Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Truckers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Thank you, people, for holding on as we transition to the second hour. We have the one and only General Nick Lastafek on, and we just picked up one of my other favorite brothers, Gene Andrews. We all clicked together, but I'm really glad to have him on. But before we go back and welcome Gene in, I'm just going to say, I mentioned the Babylonian Talmud before we went to the break. You could also include that Kabbalah. I've never read the Kabbalah, don't know a whole lot about it. I think it has mostly to do with old Babylonian Jewish witchcraft. But the Babylonian Talmud, which is it's my understanding that very few Jews, in fact, most Jews or atheists, they don't believe in the same God. They don't even, they don't believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Most Jews don't. Most Jews are atheists, but they have this the Talmud. And if the general probably knows more about it than I do, but what it is, the Talmud was put together during Babylonian captivity by these old Jewish rabbis. And what it is, it's a book of old proverbs, customs. It's strictly anti-Christian, anti-God. You know, that's what Jesus Christ, when he was on earth, he excoriated them about that. He told them, you're not godly. You don't worship the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. He said, you're just a bunch of evil sons of Satan. Well, going from that, I'd like to see if I can sum this up a little bit. What the Jews did when they brought Israel in Palestine, when they got that Balfour Declaration out around, during World War I and in World War II, when Jews started getting into Palestine, they started really increasing their immigration there from Germany into Palestine, hundreds of them, thousands of them, and they were highly highly armed. They were wealthy, and the way they got that country, that little country Israel established, they practiced ethnic cleansing there. They used the most violent means of terrorism. They murdered, they assassinated, they poisoned, terror bombing. And that's how nation of Israel got started. Crime was their father. It was born of crime and Satanism. And that's what the people like the Southern Baptists today, we worship that little thing over there at the sandbox in Israel, worship these Jews. And I think that people like the Southern Baptists, if they don't straighten up their act, if they don't stop worshiping these stinking Jews and stop worshiping Israel, they're all going to wind up in hell with the rest of these Antichrist Satanist Jews. I hope that's not too hard a speech. But anyway, and I'll say this. The Jews knew how to take that country. This may be hard of speech right here, but in the end, the way things are going here, guys, in this country, we're going to have to, since the Jews are so wonderful and so good in every way, we're going to have to emulate them and use their same tactics. In the end, if it's ever, and I'm not saying we're doing it, but I think the only way you're ever going to bring this country back to get rid of all these illegals, you're going to have to use terror here like the Jews did. There's no other way. We're not going to be able to vote ourselves. Even if we were not a minority, we've seen that the elections are not going to work because they're stolen even when we win the elections. But anyway, I better shut the hell up before I get a knock on the door. Anyway, how are you doing tonight, Gene?
Doing great. Doing great. Yes. Glad to get caught up on the Middle East history there. Well, no, people don't understand that land was stolen from the Palestinians, and they think they painted them as such villains today. But when the British Protectorate pulled out of there and turned that land over to the Jews for the new country of Israel, they just went through there and just slaughtered the Palestinians, anybody that didn't want to leave. And they took all the good land, the arable land that could be used for farming, and dumped the Palestinians out in the desert. Said, yeah, you know, what was it Lincoln said, root hog or die? Well, that's pretty much what they told them. So, yeah, they hate the Jews. And, you know, if they came into Memphis and took your home away from you and kicked you off in some barren spot that you couldn't raise an umbrella on, and then say, well, I don't understand, you know, why these Palestinians hate the Jews so much. Yeah, they took their land away from them. They took their towns away from them. Mainly they took the water away from them. And in that part of the country, water is life and death. So, no, they don't like them, of course. So, anyway.
You know, absolutely. You know, in general, I saw pictures. I bet you have to. I remember seeing pictures of Israeli bulldozers backed up by tanks and infantry going in, just like Gene said. They literally bulldozed the homes of Palestinians had been there for centuries. You know, the Palestinians, before the Jews came in and totally took over that part of the country, and they called, you know, people will argue with you to nowadays and tell you that there's no such thing as Palestine. Well, I have a coin from Palestine that Matt Goodwin gave me when he came back from South Africa. I don't know where he got it, but it's, you know, it's a Palestinian coin. It's an old one. But they took bulldozers. I'll repeat myself. The Jews took bulldozers. And just, if they had to, they would drive right over Palestinian men, women, children, pregnant women, bulldoze their homes, take their land, run them out. They used terror. They used mass terror. And they killed as many. They wanted to terrorize these Palestinians because the more they terrorize them, the faster they get them to leave. There'd be less work for their army. But what do you know about that, General?
Well, just greetings to our new guest. And I think he hit the nail on the head when he said that in Palestine, in 1932, before the Balfour Agreement, which gave the Jews the right to go back to wherever they were supposed to be, to the Holy Land, to Palestine, there wasn't even 2% Jews in 1919 in Palestine. So one of the co-signers of the agreement, Balfour Agreement, with the British was a Rothschild. One of the London Rothschilds, one of the richest people in the world, and he was also a Zionist. But you mentioned the Talmud, not to go from theme to theme here, it's basically a central text of rabbinic Judaism is the Talmud. Some of the passages are cryptic, but they believe in the Talmud that God forgive me, but that Jesus Christ is an outlaw, a renegade rabbi. And that he's baking in hell in human excrement. That's one of the teachings of the Talmud. And to go back to Palestine again, in the West Bank, the Israelis control all the underwater ground resources, underground subterranean water resources. So basically, all of Western Palestine is a ghetto. And when you mention the bulldozers, I had a friend, he was a London-based correspondent, and he was shot by the Israeli Defense Force because he was filming the destruction of Palestinian villages in 2002, and he was buried in London in 2002. James Miller.
Good. What about that, Gene?
That is horrible. I mean, you hear about things like that, and you think it only happens, you know, in communist China or North Korea or something like that. But our so-called allies are some of the most brutal and sadistic people on the planet, and yet we just follow along behind them like a whipped puppy that runs up under the porch and turn a blind eye to this. And we do is create hatred for ourselves, for the United States, in every corner of the world, because of the people that we support in doing things like that. And where's the fairness in that? And where's the International Court of Law or Geneva Convention, anything like that that's being followed? It's not. And the old saying, might shall make right, it's pretty much what happens. If you've got the tanks and you've got the guns, then you're going to do whatever you want to do, and woe be to anybody that tries to stand in your way. Which brings up, if we can go back, Eddie, a couple of weeks to when you were talking about the Dresden firebombing and the yes. horrible consequences of that the Allies brought down on Dresden, Germany, and murdered hundreds of thousands of civilians, or thousands of civilians there, was not a military target. And we always question, how could we, that are supposed to be this wonderful United States and fighting for all this freedom and democracy and yada, 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 and all that kind of stuff, how could they do that? And the point I wanted to make was, that's the Yankee mentality. That's what took over this country after 1861. The conservative Southern Democrats were not in Congress anymore, and for nearly 100 years had no say-so in the power or the operation of the United States government. And anybody that tried to stand in the way of the United States government was not only crushed militarily, but they went after their civilians. It happened to the Southerners after the war. We believed that we could take them at their word for the surrender documents that were signed, laid down our arms. We didn't take up arms and fight again, but then they brought the Reconstruction government down on us and began stealing everything that wasn't stolen during the war, took away all the voting rights, all the rights of Southern citizens, and just attempted to just destroy the Southern civilization. They got through with us, then they moved out to the Western Plains and destroyed the Sioux and the Cheyenne and the Apache and all of the Native American tribes out there. And not only did they kill the warriors, they destroyed the women and children and the sustenance, what they used for food to support themselves. So anybody that stands in the way of the almighty United States and their allies, not only did they defeat you militarily, they try to exterminate your civilian population as well. And it comes from that Yankee mentality that if you dare stand up against them, you're just inherently evil.
And after this break, we're going to go right back to that and get put the general's input on that. People will be right back with Gene Andrews and General Nick Glassman. Hold on to your seats. Be right back.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church, a congregation of God's covenant people. Informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ had been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should. Then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Well, people, sure did like that Clint Eastwood. I can't believe he's, I think, about 90 or 91 years old. But that makes me getting mighty old, too. But we're on the air tonight with General Nick Glassman and Gene Andrews. And we're going to go back and reference what Gene said. Gene, I've heard him say before, and so accurately, General, that what was done by the Yankees, by Lincoln and his satanic forces, what was done to the South during the American Civil War, was done in spades. In fact, it was up to notch with the technology of bombing and napalm and starvation in Europe. but it's basically the same forces, the same Luciferian communist forces. You know, just doesn't matter if the United States was invading the South in 1860, 1865. The same evil, the same satanic spirit carried out the same atrocities, even more so in Europe. And I'm voicing what Gene said before, and I agree with him. If the Union had had bombers with incendiary bombs, atomic bombs, they would have used everything they had on the South. And that's so they, since they couldn't do it in the South, they said, oh, shucks, maybe we'll get to do it someday. So they did it to our Christian white people in Europe, Western Europe, in Eastern Europe in the Second World War. How about that, General? What do you think about that?
Well, I think to go back to Dresden, Gene mentioned Dresden, 90,000 buildings were destroyed there. Hundreds of thousands of people killed. But we have to remember that 160 German population centers were erased totally from the map by Allied bombing. The Americans did the bombing during the day, the British during the night. But we forget, too, always, we have to mention that the biggest ethnic cleansing in European history is the cleansing of 15 million Germans east of the Oder Rhine, where they lived. German minorities lived in Russia and in Yugoslavia. They were totally exterminated, and millions were killed. And we have the biggest mass rapes in human history, where Red Army communist soldiers raped girls from 8 to 80. One of the victims was the wife of Helmut Kohl, the German premier. She, in tragedy, a few years ago, she committed suicide, where they would gang rape girls from eight years of age and shoot them in the mouth after raping them. This is totally, I mean, it's inhuman. It's diabolical. That we have to, the German people today, if they see this today, I mentioned before paragraph 130 of the German criminal law, they're trying to intellectually castrate the German people. If you say anything about Germans as victims, they can nail you for the popular incitement. That's part of that code, that paragraph, which is criminal. I think Monica Schaefer, your guest, paid the price, because thousands of people are fined daily. You can even be jailed. So this is a form of intellectual terror. But it's a selective amnesia. It's a psychological disorder. The West suffers from systematic brainwashing because we know who holds the media microphone. And to go back to Jerusalem or to the Holy Land, well, the Jewish state is based on terrorism. In 1949, Menachem Begin, he was the premier of Israel. He blew up the King David Hotel and killed dozens of people. The Stern Gang was assassinating people there in the 1940s. But we have two standards of international justice, as we see today.
That was one of their tactics, was terror and total dishonesty. And I know we've discussed this before on the program about the Israeli attack against the United States naval ship, the USS Liberty, and all the sailors and Marines that were killed. I think it was 32 that were killed, 170-something were wounded when the Israelis attacked that ship, trying to make it seem like the Egyptians were attacking our ship when they were flying over with planes that had been sold to Israel by the United States. Did they think we were that stupid that we couldn't recognize our own planes? And then when the planes didn't sink it, they sent torpedo boats out there, and I think it was four out of the five torpedoes missed, but one hit and blew a hole in the side of it, the Liberty, and that's where most of the casualties came from. And it listed quite a few degrees over to the port side and was still able to limp out of there. And the worst part about that was, of course, the first thing they attacked were all the radio antennas to knock out their communications, and one of the sailors climbed up on one of the masts that were still standing with a wire and rigged a homemade antenna, and they radioed to the U.S. fleet that we had an American ship under attack, and they immediately launched aircraft from the carrier decks to come there, and Lyndon Johnson told them to turn around and come back, and he was complacent. And there's your commander-in-chief that was allowing American military personnel to be killed out on the high seas, and he wouldn't even do anything to save American military personnel. And I think that's probably one of the worst presidents, worst decisions worst stabs in the back of our military that's ever taken place in American history.
I bet you the general would agree with that, wouldn't you, General?
Oh, it's just terrible because we mentioned, as Gene said, I think that the sailors that survived, that the wounded, they were decorated in a warehouse somewhere far from the eye of the public. So this was hushed up. So we have a case of the tail wagging the dog, and Israel is a strategic liability for the United States. I went on a fact-finding mission a few years ago. I went to Lebanon and I even flew to Syria, and it's terrible what happened there. The Israeli aviation, they have a carte blanche to bomb whoever they want. And their excuse is always the Holocaust.
Yeah. You know, like that's really going to make a difference now in what they're doing. That's an excuse for them to do pretty much a carte blanche for whatever they want to do to attack, violate international law, just humanity, basically, to do whatever they want to do. It was interesting. I was looking up at some more information on the USS Liberty, and one of the best sources for that and told the most about it was Al Jazeera, the Arab news network. And they went into a lot of detail on it, and the reason that Lion Linden backed down and wouldn't pressure the Israelis on that and wouldn't stand up to him, they told him that they were financing most of his campaign. Now, this was in 67. The presidential election was coming up in 68. And they pretty much told him, if you want money to run for president in 68, you'll cover this up. And good old Lion Linden covered it up because, you know, money talks and, you know, what else walks. So they had him by the dollar bill wrapped around his neck there, and that's why he covered it up, because they threatened to pull out all his funding for the 1968 presidential election. So it's some dirty dealing going on there, sports fans. It really is.
You know, guys, I'm going to interject here. I think you guys mentioned some great stuff. You know, there was a book out, Hellstorm, that Gene and I know about, and the general probably knows it too. I highly encourage you people to get the book Hellstorm, get the book Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told. You can even get the DVDs out to get them. I've been watching them. You can't watch it. Like Gene said before, and Rich has said, you can't read or watch too much at one time because it's just so, so disturbing. I had to stop watching it at night because I had trouble sleeping at night. But I'm going to tell you people this, especially include the Southern Baptists and the United Methodist. If you only knew what was done by your country, my country, under that American flag, what was done to our white Christian brothers in Europe, you would get down on your knees and you would beg God for forgiveness. Because you know what? If you don't stop, and I'm warning my brothers out there, if you don't stop worshiping these Jews and stop worshiping Israel, and don't tell me, he who blesses Israel, I will bless. He who curses Israel, I will curse. That's never, God never said that. But if you don't stop worshiping Jews in Israel, you're going to go straight to hell with them, because you cannot be a Christian and worship Jews, because Jews they're from the Antichrist spirit. But Gene, in general, I'm going to shut up after I say this. I believe in my heart that the reason the United States is going through so much hell right now is because it's payback. We cannot, God is not going to let it go by what we did to those millions and millions of white Christians in Germany and Poland and Yugoslavia and Romania and you know, all of in the Soviet Union. It's just incomprehensible what they did. You can't think up anything you can think of that could be under the category of torture. Those stinking Luciferians did it. Back to you, General. We're getting ready to talk to a commercial break in just a second, but back to you, General.
Yeah, well, that's the tragedy, is that of the 120 million dead from communism, the millions of tortured, nobody knows anything about this.
Hold on, General. We're going to go a quick break. We'll go, hold that thought. We'll go right back to you after this break.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The IRS and the U.S. Treasury Department are saying they've already begun processing a new round of stimulus payments with the goal of having the first payments in bank accounts over this weekend. Estimation is that 85% of Americans are eligible, and the government's aim is to have millions done in the next few weeks. The latest round of relief payments to Americans include $1,400 for each adult child and adult dependent. That includes college students or elderly relatives. Beginning Monday, people can check the Get My Payment tool on the IRS.gov website to track their own payments. Don't forget to move your clocks forward. Daylight savings is beginning at 2 a.m. tomorrow morning. Clocks are to spring forward 1 hour. This excludes Hawaii, most of Arizona, and Puerto Rico. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An anti-abortion bill has moved forward in Florida. USA's Mike Fortier has more.
A Florida House subcommittee this week approves a bill making it illegal for a doctor to perform an abortion if the only reason is because the child would be disabled, physically or mentally. Exceptions would be allowed if the mother's health is in danger. Vero Beach Republican Erin Grawl sponsoring the bill. She says destroying those that are or may be disabled is detrimental and contrary to our culture and our values. A Democratic lawmaker calls the bill an attempt to infringe on a woman's right to choose. If the bill becomes law, it would take effect July 1st. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
Meteorologists have been monitoring a storm that's hitting Colorado, Wyoming, and Nebraska this weekend with a historic snowfall. They say Cheyenne, Wyoming, will be in the storm's bullseye and could potentially pick up the biggest snowstorm in the city's history. Winter storm warnings are spread across southeastern parts of Wyoming and northern Colorado. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I sure love that music. I wish they were still making music like that, but Harkins will be back to another time. Sometimes I think, I don't really believe in reincarnation, but sometimes I wish I could have been back at those times and fought for our people. Maybe if the revolution starts before I get too old, maybe I'll have my chance to fight for our people. I don't know. I just wonder. I hope I'm not left out of that. But anyway, Gene, back to you, fella. You know, I'm a hardcore Christian. I know a lot of people think that I'm not. They probably think I'm the son of the devil. But I tell you what, I cannot stand these antichrist people, this antichrist spirit. It just really kills me, because that's why I left the Baptist church. Because, you know, I told those people, I thought we were here to worship Jesus Christ. I didn't know we were supposed to worship Jews in Israel. And they have come, the American church. And I've been to several of them, and with that, almost everyone I've been to, they, you know, I know it may be an exaggeration, but I do believe they worship Jews first. Jews and Israel, by God, that's, you know, God sitting way out there at the right somewhere, and they don't even mention Jesus. Jesus, you know, they don't need no Jesus. They got their Jews. And someone's going to have to convince me, Gene, in general, that we're not under judgment. The United States is, well, I think we're under judgment. I really do, because we have sinned so greatly because of that. What do you think about that, Gene? Am I too far? I guess you probably think I'm a nut too, brother.
No. I bailed out on the Southern Baptist. I used to go there, and I bailed out on them when they went off on the Southern Baptist Convention, had their sorry little tirade against the Confederate flag and compared us to some kind of evil Satanist or something like that. And then they, after I left, then they went even further and condemned everybody that was in Charlottesville. And so the Southern Baptists took the side of the Antifa communists and the Black Lives Matter only to black criminals, and the thugs and the terrorists that were out there in the street attacking us before we ever got to General Lee's Park. So you couldn't say that we incited a riot, because how can you incite a riot when you're walking down the street trying to get to a destination and these people attack you on the street? How is that inciting a riot? But that's the way the news media put the spin on it. So, no, I have absolutely zero respect for the Southern Baptists. I mean, I know some people that are bad individuals and fine people, but the organization as a whole has just gone totally crazy. I don't know what's the matter with them. Can I throw in one more thing before we throw it back to the general?
Absolutely.
And I want to
get
him all the time, because he outranks me by a whole lot. I'm like Sam Watkins in that book, Company H. I'm just a high private in the rear ranks of the Confederate Army. I want to send out our congratulations to Matthew Goodwin, one of the premier individuals on Blood River Radio. He's getting married in April, and I'd like to send him our congratulations and wish him and his bride-to-be all the best in the world. And Matthew is a great fellow. I've worked with him before and really enjoyed the time that I've spent with him, and I wish the couple all the best. So I'll turn it back over to the general, and y'all can pick up where we were before the break.
I'd like to wish a congratulations to Matt, too, and his bride. I know both of them. And, you know, we have another great guy getting married the same day. Talk about being torn. I call him Sasquatch because we don't want Antifa to know who he is. Sasquatch in Florida is getting married. And you're absolutely right. We call him the Sasquatch because he said the people never see him come and go. So they start saying he was a Sasquatch because, you know, people see these Bigfoot in the United States. But you're always seeing reports, but no one can ever find them. So that's like the Sasquatch.
It's like an honest politician. Anyway, there are rumors out there, but you never see one. Okay.
That's right. Back to you, General. I got a little carried away there. Back to you, General.
Well, my best wishes to the newlyweds. I hope they raise them right when they get those babies coming. I know they will if they're from the South. No, I have no doubt in the last bastion of patriotism and family values in the West. One of the oases, I think. So you guys are doing a great job. I'm proud to be on this program with you guys. But back to this this crypsis and this social engineering. I think we're under total attack, brainwashing. It's a systematic brainwashing because communism breeds people without any without memory. So we're seeing this happening in the United States. People are being pumped with false information. They cannot discern between what's truth, what the lie is. So this is also a battle for minds and souls. And we know who holds the media megaphone. It's frightening because I know in the States, like in Europe, we have front men of these organizations, these NGOs that have a direct route to the governmental coffers. So we have people here that are coaching refugees to come here. They tell them what to say, and that's part of that social engineering is population replacement. In 4 or 5 years, you will no longer see a white face in Canada.
God, that's scary. That is scary.
Same thing going on here. Sleepy Joe, our fraudulent president that stole the election, is just telling everybody from South and Central America, just in Mexico, just zip on across the borders. And I think they've said border crossings have gone up like 1,000% in the last 2 months. That, you know, they know nothing's going to happen to them, so they just come rolling on in. And not only does it change the demographics of this country, it's going to bankrupt it when they give all the welfare benefits to people that are coming in here that are not citizens, that are not working, or if they do work, they work for cash off the books at the lowest paying jobs and then take all the benefits, the free medical care, the free housing, everything they can get out of society, and just drain the coffers. And this $19 trillion bill that they just passed is very little of that. They talk about the COVID-19 bill, and that's the way they hype it, but very, very little of that is actually going to the people of this country that in the middle class that actually need the money. There's so much pork in that $19 trillion that it's just absolutely unbelievable, but it's a payoff, and that's what it's for. But it's just like the general said, it's population replacement, and that's what they're doing, because low-income, uneducated people are much, much easier to control. You don't want people that listen to Blood River Radio or read and think on their own, because they can see through all of this hypocrisy and this propaganda that's being spewed out by the mainstream media, and they start asking questions, and people that ask questions are dangerous to the government. They really are.
That's right. You know, General, just like Herod, I think it was Herod that ordered all babies 2 years old or older, you know, that he wanted them to be killed. Well, you know, that's the way the Jews work. And it's really just they're doing, it's not as blatant as killing 2 years old right now, General. But what Gene just got through describing about this uncontrolled, this mass migration into the United States, into the Western Europe, General, these Jews, these Luciferian Jews, are trying to kill us in any way they can. Am I right or wrong, General?
Well, listen, we have the same problem, Eddie, here with this population replacement. In these NGOs, we have people coming from Afghanistan. But these are young. They're males between 18 and 30 in the prime of life. They're economic refugees. They have, instead of staying where they are and fighting for the freedom of their own countries, like, for example, in Afghanistan, which is under assault from the jihadists. They're coming also from North Africa. And look at the Israeli immigration policy and their stance towards abortion. And they preach a totally different thing outside of their own country. So you just have to go to Lebanon and see the wall that they put up, how many hundreds of miles they have a wall to keep out undesirables, who they see as undesirables. They do incursions into southern Lebanon. They do this at will. But we have two double standards here. So they preach one thing, but as I said before, they have their front men here in Europe and also in the United States. They do the job for them.
Absolutely. And then we know who that front man is, don't we, Gene?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the money that they put into these elections, people like George Soros, whose real name is Schwartz, the buying elections, paying off elections to get these liberal, and most of the ones I've seen on TV are liberal black female attorney generals in all these states. And these are the ones that are overturning our laws and ignoring our laws. And all of the people, the few people that were arrested for the riots going on in this country last spring and summer, they just turned them loose. And the people that were arrested at the Capitol, they were locked up with no bail, have never been allowed out. They're going to hold them until they die in prison. So once again, it's the double standard of how they operate the government, how they operate the country.
Well, I hear the music again. General, we're going to let you go tonight. Thank you so much for coming on. Lee Cochran's coming on for the last segment. He's going to tell us about some brand new vaccine news that we're hearing coming down from the Biden administration. Dear General, my brother, I will be getting back to you again very soon. You call me anytime you want to. Thank you for coming on tonight, General.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people, unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C., and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Thank you. Well, people, thank you so much. This I can't believe how fast these hours go. We have some great, great people on. Lord have mercy. I'd say I'm blessed. You people out there in the listening audience, you are blessed because I'm convinced that God Almighty started Blood River Radio. You probably heard me talk about how it came about, and pretty much in a dream back in 2017, 2018, in a deer camp up in the middle of nowhere in outside of, I forget the name of the place, in Tennessee, up there in Collinwood, outside of Collinwood. We were in a deer camp, surrounded on all four sides by timber. But anyway, with that said, we have the finest people. You cannot get better people. And Gene Andrews and General Nick Glastavik coming on. I mean, that's as good as it gets. It really does. I would trust my life to either one of those two men. I mean it. I'm damn double tam tia, guarantee you. I trust my life to those two men. Send, I would follow those men any damn where. Not many people. Not many people do I respect. Very few, unfortunately. But listen, we're going to. I want to get, before we run out of time, I'd like to get Gene to tell us about what's been going on with the Forest Home. And then we got to bring, and Lee's coming in. He's going to tell us, bring us up to date on the latest vaccine. It just never ends with this vaccine and this senile Joe. So we're going to go to Lee in just 1 second. Quickly, Gene, if you can, what's been going on at the Forest Home?
Well, we're doing fine down there. Unfortunately, not so well in the rest of Tennessee. We've got that sorry rat for a governor, Slick Willie Lee. And he appointed his cronies, a bunch of low IQ blacks and a bunch of Antifa communist traitors, to the Capitol Commission, and they voted, surprisingly enough, to remove General Forrest Buss from the Tennessee State Capitol. It was put in back there in the 70s, and now they're going to take it out and stick it in the State Museum, which it will either be in a closet, or they're talking about they're going to contextualize it, and that's a fancy word for lying like a sheep killing dog. And they're going to put up all kind of garbage around the Forrest bust. Their usual, that he ordered the massacre at Fort Pillow, and then he started the Ku Klux Klan and all the other garbage that these idiots have trotted out. I've been to those hearings for the last 3 or 4 years, and they come up with the same lie every year. You refute the lie and come back the next year, and here they are with the same thing again. And the whores in the media are the ones that keep pumping this false information out there. So they finally got enough, Governor Lee finally got enough of his cronies on the Capitol Commission to vote the way he wanted it to remove the Forrest bust. So one more patriotic American that stood against an invasion of the state of Tennessee is being removed. So another victory for destruction culture that we have in this country, and removing, you know, all of our statues, our monuments, and things like that. So it's going on right here in Tennessee. And the worst thing about it, this clown running for governor said that he was a conservative, and we asked him point blank if he would defend our monuments, and he said, oh, yes, that's history. We're going to do that. He wasn't in office 6 weeks till he started crawfishing and backing up. And I've talked to probably now, after this latest fiasco, about, well, more than three dozen people, and every single one of them has said the same thing. I voted for that SOB once, but I guarantee you I will not ever vote for him again. So he's gone out of his way to make a lot of enemies out of the people that voted for him. Shows you how smart this guy is.
You know, Gene, it makes me really think if the voting, how long it's been since we've had an honest election that was not manipulated with bogus machines or just plain out lying in the counts. I mean, I keep thinking, how do we keep getting these scum, this garbage in office, not only in this country, but like Angela Merkel? If you look, every country in the world has got some kind of a scumbag Zionist. You know, if they're not Jewish, they're a Jewish puppet. Like this piece of garbage governor we got, he's just a piece of pure trash is all they are. I don't know how the hell they get in there.
Yeah,
I really don't.
You know, well, they have to. They have to lie to get in there. If he said, I'm a liberal and I'm going to destroy your Southern history and we're going to contextualize anything that's left and put lies and misinformation out there in front of it and we're going to be part of this cancel culture and tear everything down, he wouldn't get 50 votes. But they have to lie to be elected. It's just like that senator we got, liberal Lamar Alexander, that we got rid of. He came back to Tennessee every 6 years and ran as a conservative, then turned around, went to Washington, and voted with all the liberal Democrats because he wanted to be invited to all the cocktail parties over in the high-dollar end of Georgetown there in D.C. and smooze with all the liberals and the big lobbyists in D.C. and forget about the people in Tennessee. He's a traitor, too. He stabbed us in the back I don't know how many times. So, Republican, Democrat, you know, it's like a friend of mine said, same team, different jersey. That's all they are.
You know, and I keep wondering, Gene, I mean, the only thing I can possibly think of is some kind of way us white Christians are under judgment because we've done something, but my God, we have not done as bad as these evil Luciferians. I mean, how do these... I just can't. I've wondered a million times why God let us lose the Civil War here in the United States. Why God let us lose the First World War, the Second World War. You know, I'm thinking. I pray to God, what can we do? I mean, I'm just wondering. You know, what we can do. But you know, we got Lee's coming over tonight, and we talked about. I talked to Lee today. This clown in the White House, Gene. Biden, he's not the president, he's the resident, as Matt would say. He's issuing all these other, if he hadn't made it mandatory, he's getting close to mandatory, taking these vaccines, you know, at the behest of the pharmaceutical industry. And Lee, what do you know about that, Lee? Tell us something about this new vaccine news.
Yeah, I tell you, everybody needs to go to band.video, that's Alex Jones' site, and see and look up her Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and she has a 40-minute video giving you the 10 reasons not to get this vaccine, and she explains it. It's going to give you an autoimmune syndrome for the next 20 years. It can happen any time, and this is all based on deception. Nobody has been informed about this. They say, oh, you got to be informed. They're lying to you, Eddie, you know. And it's a very good video and explains everything. And that's Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on band.video and brighton.com, too, Brighton. Because, you know, and they want to make it by force. And this one senator... State Senator out west says, if you're a vaccine critic, you're a terrorist. See what they're trying to do, Eddie? They're trying, and everybody are trying to broad brush everybody. Just like they did.
Yes, you know, Doctor.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Lee. You know, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny that you referenced, she's been in medicine for years and years. She started out as an osteopathic physician. Her daughter.
Yeah.
I don't know if her daughter died, but her daughter suffered a severe reaction. The way Dr. Tenpenny got into the vaccine crusader, her daughter when she was a child, was taking the typical, what they call MMR. It's been a long time since I had PEDS. All these different vaccinations that children get. And she suffered a horrific, like you mentioned, a hyper autoimmune reaction. And she became, a semi-vegetable. And Dr. Tenpenny started researching that along with Dr. Russell Blaylock, the famous retired brain surgeon who ran the University of South Carolina Medical School, department. In fact, he created the textbooks. Many more people have come out. Was it Dr. Wakefield from England? They've all come out.
Yes.
And they've noticed, they've tracked, you're right, Lee, they've tracked a direct correlation between these vaccines and all kinds of disease. And also, another misnomer they're saying is that it's not, this new COVID vaccine is not really a vaccine. It's kind of like a mechanism. It screws with your RNA and DNA. I know I'm not the only one that knows that. And you're right, Lee, I was listening to an expert. It says you can have a reaction 6 months, a year, 6 years down the road because this stuff, it's not like the typical vaccine that creates antibodies. It screws with your RNA and DNA, and it takes a long time to get going. Anyway, back to you, Lee.
Well, that's true. That Sherry Tenpenny video, it describes what you're talking about. She goes into detail. It's sort of techie, but I think most people can get at least 50% on it. And there's another Dr. Judy Makovits. She wrote a book, Plague of Corruption, and it exposes Fauci for the SOB he is. He ruined her career because she wouldn't lie about what she discovered, that there's animal viruses in the vaccines. And she wouldn't lie about it.
Fetal tissue, too. There's fetal tissue. Gene, is there any what can we do about this, Gene? I know I'm grasping at straws. I don't mean to put the monkey on your back, Gene. What is there any solution that we can fight this stinking vaccine? Because they're saying we can't fly, we can't have a job, we can't do crap.
Oh yeah, yeah. And Tucker Carlson the other night on Fox News had a great comparison. He said, "Yeah, like you said, they're going to have it where you can't. You're going to have some kind of special card or like a passport or something that says you had the vaccine." In order to fly, to get a passport, to get a job, to have your children in school, whatever, you know, the list is endless on all the things you'll be denied if you don't have their vaccine. But on the other hand, the same people that are pushing that turn around and say, oh, it's a woman's right. You can't interfere with a woman's right to have an abortion. That's her body. She can do anything she wants to with it. Well, wait a minute. Let's get your story straight. You're telling one group of people over here they can do anything they want to medically because it's their body, but the other group over here, they can't do anything with their body medically because we're going to tell you what you can do. Now, if that's not a hypocritical situation, how about explaining what it is then?
Yeah, you know, yeah, and even go ahead, Lee.
No, it's terrible. Gene's right. Yeah, it's a double standard. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and I know we all know, all three of the guys on this show tonight, we all know out of their own mouths, they say, well, just because you take this vaccine, that's not going to protect you from the new variant that's coming up, from the mutant. You're going to have to get a vaccine every 3 months, or we got to get one every 3 months, every 6 months, you know, to protect against the mutants. I mean, it's a total crock.
Oh,
I found out that the CDC is a private organization. It's you know, funded by and controlled by people like Bill Gates and Soros and all these people. But, guys, we're about to run out of time. Gene, would you like to give us a final hey, thank you so much, Lee. Thank you so much, brother, for coming on. And I enjoyed seeing you today. Gene, would you like to fire a parting shot? We're about to run out of time.
No, I'll pass it off to Lee there. And I think he did an excellent job of bringing us information on this vaccine. Look, all I had was field first aid in the Marine Corps, you know, how to plug up gunshot wounds and shell fragments. So I don't know. I don't consider myself an expert on vaccines, things like that. Now, if, 105 round came in and blew up, I might be able to patch those people up. That's about it. Eddie, you take care of yourself. Enjoy being with you this weekend.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on, Gene. Thank you so much, Lee. Thank you, General. Thank you. Thank you, Jay. We came out of a new radio station tonight, a new studio in Florida with Jay. Thank you, Jay, so much. You did a magnificent job. Thank you, dear Blood River Radio family people. Tune in next week. We're going to have part two of our second Holocaust series. Good night, everybody.